Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles and some baby squirrels by contributing towards needed equipment. When you become a sponsor on Patreon, you get access to some behind-the-scenes updates that are not available to the public. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, the turtle bus, and how to adopt a turtle if you are looking for a pet. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so that you're anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I've been working still with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And to inspire this podcast episode, I pulled a card, and that card is Moth. The depiction on the card is a lunar moth, and it is part of the air element group of cards in that deck. And I think of the Luna moth as being so fleeting in its existence. They appear for a day or two, and then they're gone. And the energy that Kim assigns to the moth card is that of hastiness and impulsiveness. And I think of moths in general being drawn to the light, which is not always the best place for them. There they become easy prey for spiders. Or I think back to the days when bug zappers were a thing and how many of them lost their lives in the light that drew them. So what does that mean for us when we think about the energy of moth as a spirit helper? The moth lets us know that maybe we too are being drawn to what looks like the easy solution, that we may be being hasty in our choices, and we may not be discerning what is best for us. When moth energy is at play, we might take the road that looks easy and miss a whole bunch of opportunity for spiritual development, for growth, and for real abundance. Sometimes finding our true path and following it is hard work. And to stay the path, despite that shiny thing over there, means applying discipline. It means being willing to do the hard work, to climb, to sometimes muddle through, keeping focus on our vision, our goal. So how do we do that? And how do we bring the practices that we have available to us, the tools, into this moving along our path? How do our practices help us? Discipline. When I was in yoga teacher training, we did some independent study. We each had a topic. And my topic was sadhana, which is a Sanskrit word, which basically means your disciplined spiritual practice. It's the commitment you make to your spiritual growth. And it is something that I have struggled with over and over and over again, because for some people, that sadhana is a daily practice, and they are up before the sun rises every day to get on their mats, to do their sun salutations. Others seem to be able to commit to regular meditation, daily practice, sitting for a long time. And I always found that life kept getting in the way of my spiritual discipline. So I had to make a different arrangement with myself. I had to slow it down to give myself permission to practice on my mat a few times a week instead of once a day. I had to give myself permission to occasionally skip meditation and to not beat myself up when I got drawn away from it completely, but also to pay attention to when those practices really called to me, because those practices, when they call, are an invitation back onto your path. They draw you back away from that bright light that distracted you. Whether it's those things that seem important at the time, whether it's a house project or work, or for me, it could be baby squirrels, broken turtles. When your practices are calling to you more loudly than the distractions, that's when you pay attention. That's when you are being asked to reignite your commitment to your spiritual growth. I had that big call early this year, and I have just completed 40 consecutive days of meditation after giving myself permission to occasionally skip it. As I was moving into this, I was beginning to realize how important it was. 40 consecutive days is my longest streak. The last time that I did 40 consecutive days was 2018. And I'm really excited to keep going, because today is day 41. And we can start to cultivate the discipline on our yoga mats by working on focusing while we're on the mat. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're not always going to stay present. Join me in a short sun salutation practice and let that help you to stay focused. Work on cultivating that discipline. And then maybe you can work on that tomorrow or a couple more times this week. You can always come back and revisit this episode or do them on your own. We'll move through some gentler sun salutations so that they are accessible feel free to modify further if that's necessary for you. So go ahead and get on your mat and take a seat for a moment. And begin to settle into a meditative position with your spine tall, but your back relaxed, your shoulders relaxed. Let your hands rest where they're comfortable. Reach up through the crown of your head. Close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. One of the ways that you can focus more on the breath is to invite the ocean sounds into the breath, ujjayi pranayama. So deepen your breath a little bit, slow it down a bit more. Let the breath begin to create some movement deeper in your abdomen. And then breathing through your nose, constrict the back of your throat so that the breath resonates through the vocal cords, making a slight whisper sound that's reminiscent of ocean waves flowing into the shore and retreating. Continue to slow the breath down, to deepen, so that the wave of the inhale and the wave of the exhale both get a little bit longer. You might even feel the vibration in your throat. And listen to the sound of the breath. Turn your hearing to the breath. And become aware of the physical sensations of breathing, the expansion and contraction with the inhales and exhales, the vibration in the throat. This is the breath to keep coming back to during your practice, to flow with. Take a couple more breaths. Now, very gently spin around onto your hands and knees and come into table pose with your knees under your hips, your hands under your shoulders, just to warm the spine. Do a few rounds of cat and cow. On your next ocean sounding inhale, draw your heart forward through your arms. Press your navel toward the floor, lift your tailbone to the sky, and as you exhale, round your back, drop your head and tailbone, releasing all the breath, and then inhale. Keep those ocean sounds going, draw your heart forward again, press your navel down, exhale, round, and do a few more rounds of breath, staying with your ocean sounding breath, matching the movement to the breath. Finding your flow. Take another round of breath. And as you complete your exhale, release your spine to neutral. Walk your hands up toward the top of your mat. Curl your toes under. And on your next exhale, lift your knees and come into downward facing dog, sending your tailbone to the sky. Take some time to pedal your heels, gently warming the legs, waking up the hamstrings. Drop one heel with the other knee bent and then switch sides. A couple more times back and forth. Add a little movement into the hips, lifting one and then the other, just to warm things up. Now let your knees still and your heels fall without reaching. Feel your way into your hands. Press down through the pads of your fingers and all of the knuckles, as if you were starting to claw into the mat. Use that to push the floor away. Lift your tailbone up and back. Lengthen through your sides. Keep your elbow soft. Turn the elbow creases forward. Close your shoulders. And melt your heart through your arms. Take another breath. Now look to your hands, step your feet forward to your hands, bend your knees and allow your upper body to rest on your thighs. Relax your neck, drop your head. Bring your hands onto your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift your upper body halfway, like opening a jackknife, until you're level with the floor. Back is long and straight, and the tailbone reaches back, crown of the head reaches forward. And as you exhale, soften your knees and release your upper body down over your thighs. Relax your head, neck, shoulders. Bring your hands again to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up, lengthen. Lift your tailbone up and back so the backs of the legs start to stretch a little bit. As you exhale, release your upper body down over your thighs. Inhale again, half lift, hands on your shins. Exhale, release down. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, lift your heart as you're coming up to standing. Float your arms out and all the way up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, float your hands down in front of your heart. Pause for a moment in mountain. Reconnect with your ocean breath. Allow your breath to guide the movement, as though the sound of your breath was what triggered the shift in your physical body. Now on your next inhale, drop your hands down, sweep them out and up overhead, bring your hands together at the top, and exhale your hands back down to your heart. Again, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up, bring your hands up overhead, and as you exhale, bring your hands together and down to your heart. And then moving, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. As you exhale, open your arms out and down toward the floor, hinge from your hips and fold forward over your thighs. Bend your knees as much as necessary. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Lengthen back through your tailbone and out through your crown. As you exhale, release back down into your fold. Inhale, lift your heart, come all the way up, sweeping your arms out and up. And when your palms meet at the top, exhale your hands to your heart in mountain pose. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, sweep your arms out and down to the floor as you fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, come halfway up, reaching up, feeling the stretch. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Inhale, lift your heart, take your arms out and up, bring your hands together at the top. And exhale, your hands back to your heart. Adding on, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward till your belly comes to your thighs, relax your neck. Inhale, your hands to your shins, lift halfway up. Exhale, bend your knees so your fingertips touch the floor and step your right foot back into a lunge. Go back far enough that your left knee is on top of your left heel. Stay up on your fingertips, roll your shoulders down your back. Reach through your right heel and lift your thigh bone into the back of your leg. Modify if necessary by dropping your back knee down. And let that be your modification for your lunges throughout this practice if necessary. Rolling your shoulders down your back. If your right knee is lifted, keep your thigh bone lifted into the back of your leg and your heel reaching. Take one more breath here, feeling the hips getting warmer. As you take your next exhale, plant your hands and step your left foot back to meet the right in downward facing dog. Take an inhale in down dog. As you reach the top of your inhale, lift your heels high to come up on your toes. As you exhale, bring your shoulders forward over your wrists. Press your heels back and lower your hips into the line between your shoulders and heels. Take an inhale here, holding that pose. Knees can go down right away to modify. Otherwise, on this exhale, lower to the tops of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward, lower your chin and chest. Hovering just for a moment above the floor in caterpillar, tailbone to the sky. As you inhale, draw your heart forward through your arms. Let your belly come down to the floor. Point your toes back, roll your shoulders back. Sink your hip points into the floor in cobra. Doesn't have to be high. Let's hold here for a couple breaths just to refine this pose a little bit before you come back. Press down into the tops of your feet. Broaden your collarbones. Keep your chin level with the floor and lift your ears away from your shoulders. Take another breath in. As you exhale, lower your upper body. Press up onto your knees, curl your toes, lift your tailbone to the sky, and come into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths here, pedaling to adjust if necessary. On your next inhale, lift your right leg up and back into a down dog standing split with the hips still squared to the floor. As you exhale, bend your right knee and step your foot up between your hands, helping it forward if necessary to get the toes out in front of the knee in your lunge. The back knee can go down to modify. Otherwise, press back through your heel. Lift your thigh bone a little bit, sink your hips down and forward. Reach through the crown of your head. Take another breath, settling into that lunge. And on your next exhale, rock your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, release into your folds. Press your feet into the floor, moving with your ocean breath. Inhale, lift your heart, sweep your arms out and up. Palms meet at the top. Exhale, your hands down the midline to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Let's keep moving with the breath this time. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, touch the floor, step your left foot back into your lunge. Inhale, lift your heart, roll your shoulders down your back. Exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Take an inhale, and at the top of your inhale, lift your heels high to come up onto your toes. Exhale, float your shoulders forward over your wrists and lower your hips to come into plank. Inhale, hold plank. Exhale, drop down to the tops of your knees, spin your elbows in, lower your chin and chest. Inhale, sweep your heart through to bring your belly down, cobra. Exhale, press back into down dog, modifying by going through hands and knees. Take three breaths in down dog. Remember that you can modify your sun salutations any way that is working for you. Take another breath here. On your next inhale, sweep your left leg up and back behind you. As you exhale, bend your knee, step your left foot up between your hands. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, roll your shoulders down, inhale. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, arriving back at the top of your mat. Come up halfway, inhale. Exhale, fold. Press down into your feet. Inhale, lift your heart, sweep your arms out and up as you rise up to mountain pose. Hands meet at the top. Exhale, down the midline to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips and fold. Come up halfway, inhale. Exhale, reach down, step your right foot back. Lift your heart, modify knee down if necessary. Inhale. Exhale, step the left foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale and down dog. When you reach the top of that breath, heels lift. Exhale, come forward into plank, shoulders over the wrists. Inhale, hold your plank. Exhale, drop your knees, chin and chest, caterpillar. Inhale, bring your heart through, belly down, point your toes back, cobra, roll the shoulders back, broaden. Exhale, curl your toes, press up into down dog, going through hands and knees if that's better for you. Take a couple breaths here in down dog. Are you still with your ocean breaths? Reconnect. Let the breath guide your practice. Take another breath. And on your next inhale, lift your right leg up and back. Exhale, step your right foot up to your right thumb. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. Melt your shoulders down your back. Inhale in your lunge. Exhale, step your left foot up to meet the right. Fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Bring your palms together at the top. Exhale, your hands down the midline to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge from your hips and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, come halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, release down and step your left foot back. Lift your heart into your lunge, inhale. Exhale, step your right foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale, at the top of your inhale, lift your heels, exhale. Float forward into plank, ocean breath, inhale. Exhale, release to the tops of your knees, elbows in close as you lower your chin and chest. Inhale, sweep your heart through your arms, belly down, toes point back. Exhale, curl your toes, press into the floor with your hands and lift into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths and down dog. Another breath. Inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step forward. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. Exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Inhale, hands to shins, come up halfway. Exhale, fold deep. Inhale, come up, take your arms out and up, bring your hands together at the top. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart. Now inhale, reach down, out and up. Exhale, hinge and fold. Inhale, hands to your shins, lift halfway up. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Sweep your arms back so that your fingers are reaching behind you. Your shoulder blades are going towards your hips. And on your next breath in, lift up halfway and then a little further. Bend your knees deeply. Sit back into an open chair pose. Fingers reaching down and back. Broaden your collarbones. Drop your shoulder blades. Shift your weight towards your heels so your knees are behind your toes. Tuck your tailbone slightly. Take another ocean breath here. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Let your arms come down to the floor and then bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, reach down, plant your palms, step your feet back into downward facing dog. Take an inhale in down dog. Exhale, lower your knees to the mat. Walk them wide so that your knees come out toward the sides of your mat. Bring your big toes together. Lower your hips to your heels and your forehead to the mat in front of you. Relax your arms, your shoulders. Surrender into child's pose. But stay with your ocean breath. Stay focused. Stay here. If your arms and shoulders need a rest, you can bring your hands back by your feet, draping your arms over your knees. Another breath, deep ocean sounding breath. Bring your hands under your shoulders. Press down into the floor, lift your heart. Shift your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around so you can roll down onto your back. When you get to your back, draw your knees into your chest. Rock a little bit from side to side. Gently massage your back into the ground. Now keep your knees over your chest and open your arms out to the sides so you're making a letter T with your upper body. Press your left shoulder gently down Draw your knees a little bit more towards your chin so that your tailbone starts to lift. And on your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow. Let your right knee come all the way to the floor if that's available. Left hip lifting and rolling up and over to the right. Relax your left shoulder down. Breathe into that. Roll your chin to the left. Look down your arm. Keep breathing deeply, ocean breaths that go down into the belly. Take another breath. On your next inhale, roll your knees back up over your chest. Give them a hug, square the hips to the shoulders. Now open your arms back out into that T. Draw your knees a little closer to your chin. Tailbone starts to lift. And on your next exhale, roll your knees over to your left elbow. Keep the right shoulder relaxing down as the right hip comes up. Allow the left knee to float all the way down to the floor. Roll your chin to the right, looking away from your knees. Breathe deeply, the ocean sounding breath. Stay with your breath. Stay with that focus. Notice if your attention is leaving your practice before it's finished. This is where we work on the discipline, the commitment. Stay with your breath. One more breath, and on your next inhale, roll your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms again around your knees, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side. Now release your feet to the floor. Extend your legs out, turn your palms to the sky, arms opening to the side. And close your eyes, preparing for Savasana. Give yourself permission to stay with your practice. Stay with the breath, even as it comes back to its natural rhythm. I'm going to leave you here Stay as long as you desire. In the state of just being, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.